Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the quiet moments of struggle, we're often told that hope is a fragile thing. A wish, a flickering candle in a hurricane. But the world has it wrong. True hope isn't a white flag of surrender, it is a weapon of war. It is the shield that deflects the arrows of anxiety and the blade that cuts through the thickest mantle of despair. Through every battle and storm, hope whispers, God is still in control. When fear attacks, hope fights back. When doubt whispers, hope speaks louder. When darkness rises, hope shines brighter. Get ready to discover how hope, rooted in the Word of God and empowered by the Holy Spirit, becomes one of the most powerful weapons in the life of a believer. In today's sermon titled, Hope is a Powerful Weapon, let's join in.
Hope is so powerful. I want to talk about hope as a powerful weapon. I'm so excited to be sharing with you about hope. The Word of God is our hope because God is a God of hope. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, that may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Incredible, you know? He is a God of hope. Why? Because hope is so important. And God is omnipotent. He is powerful. So if He is God of hope, then hope is so powerful in our lives. I pray that the Lord Almighty would bless you for taking time today to allow the Word to be sown into you and to be fed and for being dedicated to the Word of God. Because this Word is our hope, you know. The Word of God can transform any situation or any circumstance that you are going through, and that should be your expectation today, my friend. This is going to be a great word of hope for you. You know, I love the Word of God. It's a comfort and it's a guide, I tell you. Its value is worth more than thousands of pieces of gold or shekels of silver, as it says in the books of Proverbs and Psalms. So this word is so important. If you need hope, if you want this weapon, hope, which will help you in every area of your life, then you need to dig deep into the Word of God. So there's a profound value placed on Scripture in the Bible. And there are so many areas that I can refer you to, but particularly in Psalms 119, verse 72, he says, the law from your mouth is better to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. You see? So the Word of God, you must value it than silver, than money, than gold, because it's your power, it's your hope, it's your everything. Psalms 119 verse 105 describes the Word of God as a lamp for my feet and light on my path. It provides direction in a dark or confusing world, I tell you. It helps to distinguish between good and evil. We're talking about hope, and the Word of God is our hope. So the promises in the Word act as a comfort and a refuge. It is a source of strength that brings peace, joy, and even in the midst of your trials, you will have that peace that surpasses all understanding. So the psalmist frequently compares the value of God's word to gold and silver, saying it is more to be desired than much fine gold. Psalm 19 verse 10. The word of God is a lasting treasure, unlike material wealth, which can disappear, which can just die away. I tell you, if you need hope, consult the Word of God. And it describes as sweeter than honey from the comb. Still in the book of Psalms, Psalms 19 verse 10. It represents the joy, satisfaction, and spiritual nourishment it brings to our soul. I tell you, if you need hope, consult the Word of God. So ultimately, the word of God is a living, guiding, and comforting treasure that brings life, it brings wisdom, it brings hope, and it brings lasting joy. So when we understand the value of this word, it becomes an anchor in whatever you are going through in the day. So I just want to encourage you to make sure that the word is something that you look to, because when everything else is calling for your attention, you need to be able to look to the word of God to be your strength and to be your source. Because if you don't, then your busy schedule and your tiredness and your situations will try to tell you who you are and what God is able to do or not do for you. And that word needs to be able to rise up like a shield and give you that hope that you need. Hallelujah. So now I want to dig into how hope is a powerful weapon. You see, hope and faith are connected. Hope is as powerful as faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, which we know of by heart, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So hope is so powerful in the Christian life, even as important as faith from what I just read to you, because it acts as the motivator that determines how your faith works. Without hope, there is no faith, because faith is the substance of what you hope for. So they are connected. Faith is the hope and the essence of what we are believing for. So if you have faith, then it's about what you are hoping for. And it's the expectation that you can say, even though I may not see it right now, I see something in my heart. I see something, and that's the Spirit of God stirring something. And I have this hope that it's going to be better. It's going to be all right. That God is going to do it. And that His promises are true. And in Christ, yes and amen. That my body is going to be healed. Things that have been prophesied over me are going to come to pass. I'm looking in the spiritual realm and I'm hoping for that to happen. It's like all these things that you begin to look forward to. And you have this hope. And what that hope does is it gives you an attitude of faith, because I can see it and I can feel it and I can declare it that it is mine. Hallelujah. So maybe you are going through something that many people today would just say there is no reason for you to have hope about anything because of your situation or circumstances. Because of what you are going through, people are just saying that you don't need to hope for anything. Maybe you had a terrible situation happen, but I will say, have hope in the God of hope. Hallelujah. Hope is the ingredient that gets you up in the morning. And if you know that God cares for you, but you haven't seen any evidence of it in the last few days, you haven't seen any evidence of it in the last few weeks, or sometimes months or years, hope drives us onward. Hope drives us forward. We still wake up, we are energized, and we are expecting something. The expectation of the righteous shall never be cut off. And that is your hope. It's so powerful, my friend. When we want to stop and quit, hope keeps us motivated. Hope keeps our dreams alive while we are still waiting. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, that for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. Hope is what makes you really keep waiting, and you wait and gain strength. Hope keeps you waiting. It keeps me waiting. It keeps everyone who is actually indulging in hope able to wait. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So hope enables me not to grow weary. Hope enables me to carry on and not sit down and say, I'm tired, I'm giving up. Hope is such a powerful weapon. You see, you and I, we need hope because we cannot always control the timetable. So I hope these words are going to give someone hope. Our Lord and Savior promised never to leave or forsake us, and He sent His blessed Holy Spirit to guide and direct us. The Father's love, His mercy and grace endure unto all generations. He is a God of hope. Hope is one of the things that enables you to have a vision of something positive. You know, you will have that vision of something positive coming from a bad situation. Hope will really bring that out. And I tell you, it will turn out to be so. It will turn out to be good. You can say that it is well with me. I have my hope in the God of hope. Hope is so powerful, my friend. It's a powerful weapon. One of the reasons that people do stupid things and the terrible things that they continue doing is because they don't have hope. They aren't seeing anything positive about the future. They are just living in fear and they are looking for the worst. And because of that, they take bad decisions. You see, hope is like painting a positive picture in your mind and for the future. And it's based on God's promises, not based on your flesh, not based on what the enemy is trying to tell you. People do stupid or terrible things due to lack of hope. My friend, hope is a powerful weapon. When people lack hope, they fall into negative thoughts. They fall into fear, anxiety, depression, because they don't have hope. They're not looking at any positive thing. They're not expecting any good. Every time they are just in this what if scenario, what if this doesn't work, and so on and so forth. Nothing positive is coming out of their lives. But if you have hope, hope will drive you along. Hope will not let you quit. Hope will let you have expectation. Expectation of the righteous will not be cut off. So, my friend, lack of hope will cause you to make poor, irrational, and destructive decisions. Hope is so powerful. When people act without hope, they are not anchored in God's promises at all. And it leads them to panic. It leads them to desperation. It leads them to poor judgment. And they live in fear and do terrible things. I hope this will not be your portion. I hope you are blessed with this. That hope in God of hope will bring situations to the right way that God has already planned and will accomplish. He who start good things in your life will bring to successful end, and that should be your hope. You need to replace fearful negative thoughts with hope, which is a positive imagination, which is a positive way of painting a picture for the future based on God's promises. Hope is singing with your heart the good future God has promised for you, rather than only seeing the negative natural circumstances, the things that you are just seeing with your natural eye. God created you for success. He created you for great things. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts which are not evil but good, to bring you hope and a future. Hallelujah. You need this hope in your life. Hopelessness is lack of positive expectation, which leads to fear. And fear drives people to do bad, terrible things, you know? Hallelujah. So you have to hold on to your hope. Your hope is from the Word of God, and it's in the God of hope. Hallelujah. If you are a born-again Christian, dig into the Word of God. Rely on the God of hope, and your faith will work for you, and it will be well. But if you are not a believer in Christ, this is not applicable to you right now. But you can make it applicable to you by taking the right and necessary step right now, by receiving Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgments of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.